Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
This is a podcast called 25 Whistles, talking basketball, and they all wear a whistle. Yeah, it's stupid, but what did you expect? It's a podcast called 25 Whistles.
25 Whistles. Hello, 25 Whistles, presented by DraftKings. Use the promo code BobbySports when downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Stay tuned. You'll hear more about DraftKings and all it has to offer throughout the show. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Eddie, you got a whistle?
Yeah, I got it.
We'll talk college basketball. And also Michael Chandler, MMA fighter.
Yes.
We just finished the interview with him 5 minutes ago.
That was awesome, dude.
So cool.
Yeah, he would kill you.
I've only met like a handful of UFC fighters, and dude, they're just unbelievable people because, like, yeah, they will murder you in one punch.
But also, he's so calm.
He's so calm.
So well thought out. Yeah. Like, I mentioned it to him. One of our mutual friends, Michael Chandler and myself, was like, he's really smart. Like, don't think some fighters coming in there is like, oh, must fight, oh, punch.
You think that.
Well, you think that possibly he hasn't had to focus on a certain part of his life because he's been so good at another. Therefore, why would he? You only focus on the part you're being celebrated.
Like, I have four kids, and there are two where I'm like, you need to go to school. Like, you're not going to be an athlete. And they're the other two, I'm like, you don't need to study, dude. You're good. You're going to be an athlete.
I don't know that I'd tell him that, though, either. And I just DM'd him. That's it, because he lives in town. I was like, hey, will you come up? Because he's doing something with Covenant. There was a shooting here about a year ago, and he was selling these hats and donating the proceeds. And I was like, hey, come up. And he's like, yeah, no problem. And I guess he leaves for camp a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last day, so we got very fortunate.
Yeah.
But I never sat with an MMA fighter before.
It's pretty awesome, man.
It's just crazy to think that guy could just jump up and just kill you.
Yeah, but he won't because he's very peaceful, man.
Unless the rattlesnake's tail gets stepped on.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Then that snake will strike. So that's coming up in just a little bit. But now let's go to the tittle tattle.
It's time for the stupidest name ever. It's the tittle tattle with Kickoff Kevin.
With weekend one in the books, which team impressed you most over the weekend?
It was a weird weekend where there weren't that many Cinderellas. I like a few. I like a few more than there were. It gets kind of boring. A lot of blowouts.
Yeah.
Purdue always, at least in recent memory, they've always kind of crapped the bed. And it's here comes Purdue, one or two seed. Next thing you know, Audi 5000. But they won both games combined an average of 33 points.
Yeah, they murdered.
And I don't trust them still, but it's been a really cool look for them because they have dominated in the way they're supposed to dominate. Duke has played well.
Yeah, shockingly.
They've won by about 30 points a game. Clemson, a six seed. Beats New Mexico. Okay, they should have won that one. But then they beat Baylor.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That was a great game.
Arizona's been really good. They won both their games by 20 or so.
That's who I have winning it all, but I don't know. I'm not convinced.
20's not enough?
I think that their matchups have been pretty good. Like, they handle their business, and they're fine. They're a fine team. But, dude, Purdue is so good. And not only is it all on the 7'4" dude, like, it's not Zach Edey.
Yeah.
They have shooters. So, I mean, with that, I think they're dominant. And then UConn is just so dominant.
The crazy thing about this tournament is you just survive. It's almost like wipe away what's happened in the past. Let's go again. Like, I think Houston can still win it all, even after they struggle with Texas A&M like
that
they
did. That was so close, man.
I think Houston is good. again, matchups mean so much, who they're playing, how they play. But if you just survive, it's almost like you're starting over. And if you're really good, you're really good again. It's not based on what happened last game. If so, then Houston would lose Thursday or Friday, whenever they play next. Mm-hmm. That Texas A&M game, Texas A&M missed so many free throws. I think I could have shot as well as they did. And I don't remember the exact stat, but it was like 25 of 42 or something at one point when that game was in overtime. And they were missing them in overtime too.
Yes.
I was beside myself going, I can shoot 25 of 42.
Could we though? And then bad passes too. And then just turnovers.
Knucklehead three-pointers.
Yes, bad shots. Four shots.
You forget sometimes that these kids are 17, 18. Yeah. You know, and then you see these free throws.
Well, not 17, Kevin, but yes.
Okay, sorry. Yes. 18, 19, 20, maybe 21.
Right.
And you're like, you know what? Yeah. That's pretty tough. On that stage, like, that's tough.
Well, some of those dudes don't look 21.
They don't. And that's what's confusing is that, like, a Janai Broome from Auburn, right?
Yeah, man.
Oh, and I won't talk about Auburn losing yet, but I'll talk about how we would be with him, working out with him, and he is a 7 foot tall dude.
Yeah, man.
Like, it's like you just worship this person who could crush you. But then when he talks, he's like, yes, sir. He's a kid.
Yeah.
And you remember, oh, yeah, inside of this humongous frame, this athlete, there's still a kid in there, and they're affected by a lot of different things. But I couldn't believe they missed so many free throws.
29 of 45.
That's crazy. Terrible, man.
That's so many.
It's crazy. It's what lost them the game.
Yeah.
All right, next up.
All right. After losing to Oakland in the first round, do you think Kentucky needs to move on from Calipari?
No, I don't. Unless they have somebody ready to go. The worst thing they could do is go, we're going to buy him out for $33 million. Remember, he signed that lifetime contract, which is basically, if they want him out, they got to pay his humongous buyout, which is $33 million. Ooh. Hey, they've sucked. You talk about a Purdue-type situation.
Mm-hmm.
They're 1-4 in their past five NCAA tournament games. It's been bad. He's had great recruiting classes. Every year it's been, this is his best recruiting class, if he's going to do it. But the one and done is starting to not be near as effective because kids are staying a little longer because they can make NIL money. Mm-hmm. Therefore, that's why Oakland beat them. They had 28-year-olds. They had a 35-year-old worked at the bar playing on that Oakland team. You know, those are men. Yes. I mean, they literally up against 24-year-olds. And so Harbaugh did this in Michigan where he restructured his contract when it wasn't going well for him. He had a massive buyout, and I think they probably wanted to move on from Harbaugh. But what he did is he restructured it and said, okay, we'll take the buyout down to, I'll just give a number, $5, and give me another 2 years. And they did, and then he won. I think they could do that with Calipari, give him another year or two, but only on the agreement that they would take his $33 million buyout down. Otherwise, you're going to pay that, then go pay a new coach? And then who are you going to get to come coach? I'm sure the possibilities are endless, but the possibilities they would want, maybe two or three people. And are they going to get them? Probably not, unless they're offering another $15 million. It doesn't seem like right now is the time. I think you give him another year or two.
One more?
At least one more if he restructures. You just want to pay him $33 million. That's money. That's real money. All right, next up.
All right, after being the first team to clinch a playoff spot, are you taking the Celtics or the field if they started today?
I would still take the field. I still think that Denver wins it again. Jokic is the greatest, because he's not the best. I don't think he's the best at anything. He's not the best post player. He's not the greatest passer. He's not the best shooter. Jokic, though, is like so top three in every skill for a guy that looks like he should be playing rec ball that he can take a game and turn it into whatever he needs it to be depending on who they're playing. There are certain games where second half, he won't take any shots. He'll take no shots because he knows he doesn't need to because he just wants to win. And we've seen they can do it. Jokic, Denver is still, to me, the dude. The thing about Boston that scares me, honestly, is, you know, Tatum will be fine. Not really an injury history to worry about. But you know who's got injury history? KP, Porzingis. Yeah. Every time he goes up for a rebound, I would, and if Porzingis is healthy, God, they're awesome. But when he's not, and he's not a lot, they're really good. I still would go Denver.
So not even the field, just Denver.
Well, they're part of the field. I would take the field. You asked me field. I know, I still think Denver's my pick.
Okay.
But Denver, they wouldn't have to play Denver until the very end, you know, in the finals, if so. But on the East, like,
if they played the Heat again,
I think the Heat are stronger this year than they were last year. But I still think that I think they're better than the Heat.
Who would Kevin take?
Come on.
Well, he's asking from a biased perspective.
But the Heat is the only team I don't want to play because the Heat, for whatever reason, beat every team that should beat them, hypothetically.
So I guess the only thing that would concern me a bit, one, they're up so far. What are they, 11 games or whatever? The 11 games up?
Yeah.
You cannot play Porzingis as much. That doesn't matter. If you play him 1 minute, he can get hurt in that 1 minute. But the problem then becomes, and you see this a lot in baseball, not in football because it's a one-game situation, where rust really does. If you want to be primed at the right time.
Yeah, I wish they started today.
Yeah. Like, you want to be primed. You want to be really playing your best ball when the playoffs start. And if you're up 10, 12, 15, 20 games, you've kind of pulled back a little bit. And then it's that coach's decision, because this happens a bit too with in the NFL if a team doesn't have to play their final week or two games, right? Mm-hmm. And then it's like, is it rest or is it a rust?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you just make that up?
No. Oh. I didn't make that up. But that's what they say.
That sounds good.
Rest or rust. Oh. And I think Boston's going to have to deal with that. But with their injury history, I think they're the team you'd want to have to get the option to rest.
Yeah.
But I still, overall, I would take the field and I would take Denver. All right, next.
Okay, NFL here. With the Titans trading for Legarius Sneed over the weekend, are they quietly having one of the best off seasons?
Hey, pretty cool. Just from locally speaking, the fact that they got Calvin Ridley,
mm-hmm.
the fact that, and let's go, DraftKings, Calvin Ridley. Oh. You just set up, buddy. Promo code,
let's talk
Bobby
about
Sports.
It.
Let's go. Let's go. Tony Pollard.
Yeah.
That's fun if you're a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, it's cool to have him right down the road.
Legarius Sneed, they traded him for, the third rounder?
Yeah.
I guess Kansas City probably just needed a little bit of relief financially, because he's really good.
Really good.
To trade for just a third rounder and no other contract.
Who's their coach?
Who?
The Titans.
The Bengals OC.
Mm.
Right? That's who came down, right? Hey, I mean, he's so like...
They've made so many moves, I forgot about that one. You know?
I remember him flying in, having the press conference, but he was so like not a big personality that I just remember it was the Bengals OC.
Oh, yeah, Brian Callahan.
There you go.
Looks like he's 12.
They added, just looking at other teams that have had good off seasons, the Bears added Keenan Allen, which was surprising, but cool. I mean, they're setting Caleb Williams up.
Yeah, I know Justin Fields is probably like, what the heck, guys?
The Falcons out of Kirk Cousins, which is cool, and they have all those weapons.
Yeah.
And then the Jets, because Aaron Rodgers demanded, they've added three offensive linemen, and he needs them. So that'll be an interesting watch to see if the Jets do anything this year. I did win an Aaron Rodgers signed helmet.
Oh, yeah?
Jets.
A Jets one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I've really stopped. I say stop. Reed got me back into breaks.
Like it.
No.
It doesn't sound like
I stopped for a while. I stopped for like a week, and Reed's like, hey, man, let's do a break. We're just hanging out.
Reed, you got to stop being that bad influence.
Yeah. Big time bad influence.
You were an influence, too.
What did I do?
You left your laptop at the airport.
That's true, because then
you had time. Okay.
We're just sitting in the car.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to leave my
laptop.
And I
was like, what am I going to do? We're sitting in the car for 2 hours. And so I'm like, you guys want to do a break? And next thing you know, I'm off for 18 hours.
Sounds like the addicts make an excuse.
For sure.
That does sound scapegoat. Like an addict excuse.
But had you not lost your laptop?
You left me in the car for 2 hours, man. I had to do it.
I got one helmet. It should come in today. It's pretty cool, though, the Jets Aaron Rodgers helmet.
Is it like the typical Jets helmet, or is it weird like some of the other ones that
you
get?
No, it's authentic.
Okay.
That's why it's cool. Like this.
Dude, that one is
that
awesome.
Bucks one
so
is
this,
sweet.
This is the Creamsicle. It's a Rondé Barber display replica helmet. The difference is you can't wear this and run into somebody.
Yeah, it'll hurt.
It'll hurt. Yeah. So like this one goes for like $400 online. If it were authentic, probably like $700.
Mm.
Because I guess you could wipe the autograph off and go play. I don't know.
Mm. It's so funny to see that logo of just reminds me of the terrible Tampa Bay Buccaneer years. And then, you know, the original New England Patriots logo.
Oh, yeah.
It just reminds you of just terrible years.
But, man, that logo is sweet.
It is cool looking.
That one's cool, too.
I hated it when it was their logo. Once it went away and it was the retro, now I love it again. The
Buccaneer?
The Bucks. Yeah,
that's cool.
The Patriots. I hated the Patriots old logo, too.
Yeah, oh, I liked that logo.
Until it went away and then it came back.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because they were terrible.
Yeah, they weren't a threat ever. So I was like, that's cute. I like that.
Yeah, old dorm dudes got me, man. We took them with us to our private show the second time on Friday.
Yeah, how was that?
It was awesome.
It was awesome. They're the best.
They're awesome kids.
That's so cool.
And they're literally college. like Zach's in college and he's like an expert in memorabilia and he's created this business, which is more than just a TikTok page. He is so dialed into that. And yeah. I have no idea. I didn't know him. I just came across the page and then I was like, hey, come down. I got some questions. You know, we're launching our eBay page, I guess, mm-hmm. to sell a lot of this stuff back. And then any profit we get, we're going to split with St. Jude. And so, they came with us and I can probably call him, right? He just texted me right now.
Are they streaming?
Hey, we're recording the podcast right this second, so don't say anything that would get you put in jail.
All right, I don't want to go to jail.
Hey, what did you think about the trip we went on Friday?
I thought the trip was awesome. It was a trip of a lifetime.
I wouldn't go that far. But,
let him, though. Let him.
Oh, he's got a young life, though. He's like those kids on Idol when they would say, I've been waiting my whole life for this. And I'm like, you're 14. Like, but so we went down and they, you know, watched the show. And I told them I had stopped basically doing breaks. And then we were waiting on Eddie. Eddie lost his computer at the airport and I kind of got back in the game. But I've yet to hit a Tom Brady. And so I'm back on track. I'm trying to get that Brady.
Until you get that Brady?
I don't know if until, because, man, I've spent a lot of money chasing that Brady.
The chase continues.
Chasing that feeling again, dude.
I don't even need it. I could have bought 8 Brady helmets at this point.
Do it.
But I haven't. But, yeah, no, we were talking about dorm dudes and how you've really built something super cool there. And, you know, just you guys are – except for your buddy, you know, you take or leave him. But other than – I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. But, yeah, that's all. We just wanted to see what you thought about the trip on Friday night.
Oh yeah, it was an awesome time, and Shane and I loved getting to see the show as well. I mean, that was something I didn't even know you did. To be honest, I didn't know you did stand up. It was really funny, and we loved it. So.
Eddie, why are you laughing?
It's just funny you didn't know that. That's what you did.
Yeah, I know. Shane was an athlete. Shane was a kicker.
Yeah,
Shane was a kicker.
He just quit.
Yeah, football. Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. Look at these guys.
And then he wants to quit school too. Doesn't
and now,
he?
Yeah, now they're like, we just want to do dorm dudes. Yeah. We're killing it. All right, Zach. Well, I'll let you get back to work. We're going to check in with Zach later this week because I hit him up about a certain product. I was like, what's this thing about? And so he's going to come on, and he is a memorabilia expert. So I was like, give me the lowdown on this before I invest my money in it. But I've never heard of it. I've never heard of this thing even existing until now. Mm-hmm. And I need to stop putting my money in memorabilia, or I need to put all of it in it and just commit.
All the
one of the two. Yes. All right, Zach, talk to you later, dude.
All right. I appreciate the call.
All right, see you, buddy. Yeah, good kids. Do you want to know what the thing is? It's called a Topps Transcendent, and they don't come out. They come out later this week. One box is $20,000.
What? A pack of cards? A box of cards?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, and I asked Zach to give me the details on it, because he doesn't do this. He's not breaking these. He just, as his passion, he works with a lot of people inside the memorabilia business, distributors, etc. And so the reason I saw it is because in the news it talked about how these Topps Transcendent had one of the cards was the Beatles, all four of them autographed. They took four different autographs and it's a Beatles card. It's worth a whole bunch. But they have people over the years like Nelson Mandela. They have Aaron Burr. They have Alexander Hamilton.
Really?
Yes. And so I want to talk to him about it maybe on Friday's show, Thursday, Friday show.
You want to buy it.
I do.
I know, yeah.
I do want to
buy it. It's pretty wild to me, this world, that unless you're in it, you just don't have no you don't idea. Even think about it.
That's why I'm so intrigued by it in general.
Yeah. How did you find out about this?
I follow an account and have for years that's a memorabilia account.
And they just started talking about it?
And they were like, the new set of Topps Transcendents coming out for 2023. And like every card is signed.
Okay.
Are you reading about it?
I'm looking at something. There's a historic autograph box.
In every box, there's a historic autograph as well.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, historic autograph.
But it's like the biggest ball players all sign cards. And I think some of them, you know, there are cards and they're worth way more than $20,000. But some of them there aren't. But Topps Transcendent sets.
Wow, man.
If I got one of those, we'd break it here on the show. Here's a 2022 Topps Transcendent Collection baseball box.
Yeah, that's what I saw. For
how much for a 2022?
$500, $550.
That's all.
Is that right?
Yeah. I don't know. The other one coming out is $20,000.
Yeah, this is $550. You gonna buy it?
No.
Buy now for $550.
No, no, no. But 2023.
So when you say autographs, like Aaron Burr signed the thing?
They took an Aaron Burr signature from something and put it in a card.
His real signature's on that card?
Yeah.
That is unheard of. I've never heard of such a thing. That's crazy.
I'm trying to find 2023 tops transcendent. I'm trying to find he'll give us all the details later, but yeah, that's it. You want to hear a little bit about it? Here we go. 20 gold framed autographs. The 2023s are rookie showcase autographs, patch autographs. I'm trying to find relic books, la la la. There are ale. Okay, here's the one about the Beatles. Every box also has a cut signature. There are dual and quad cut signatures, including with all four members of the Beatles, that are larger. Do you see the picture? It's like all of them, and then there are four autographs.
That's crazy, dude. Like, forget Tom Brady. George Washington's autograph would be amazing to have.
I wonder if you could even find that there.
Like, that'd be, like, so awesome to have.
George Washington.
I see someone like George Washington's DNA.
Yeah, I've seen, like, parts of his hair.
Yeah.
For sale.
Saliva?
George, I don't want that.
George Washington autograph on eBay, $27,000. George Washington authentic cut signature, $27,000. George Washington frame cut signature, $19,000.
Yeah, dude.
What did they rip that from?
And who kept that?
It could be from any document he signed whatsoever as president.
That's crazy.
Like,
that's,
and that means that somebody was like, hey, that's George's hair. Let's keep that. Like, and they sell it like thousands of years later.
Listen to this. Here's a card. Oh, I may have to buy this. This is unbelievable. Listen to this. George Washington, handwritten word removed from an autograph signed letter. Just a word.
Yeah.
And the word is penis. No, it's not.
Oh, but, my. He wrote penis.
Oh, my God. They have all these presidents. I've never seen this before. Okay. It says, offer for the first time ever a handwritten word from George Washington, encapsulated by PSA DNA, produced with limited time, 37 encapsulated cards. The handwritten word was carefully removed from the remnants of a letter Washington wrote as president. You will not receive a copy of the letter from Washington. The fourth image shown is purely to illustrate where the words came from. You will only receive the PSA encapsulated word, the. The word was removed from a handwritten letter Washington wrote to his nephew on February 10th, 1796.
The British are coming.
I'm buying this right now, guys.
It's pretty legit.
You're going to buy it for real?
Yeah. Wow. It's the word the. I'm buy it now. I'm buying it right now.
And this is why it's hard to buy you a birthday present.
$550.
We were going to get you then.
Dude,
man.
Dude. Hey, cancel it, Mike. All right. Cancel it.
Cancel order.
Let's see if it goes through.
It's going to bake you a cake.
We'll get to that. Come on. Done. Thanks for shopping with us. Boom, I got it. Total price, $607.
Is it authenticated?
Yeah. Okay, there's a James Madison handwritten word for $215.
He's not as famous. Mm-hmm.
Andrew Jackson handwritten word. You want to know what the word is?
No, we don't say that word. Much less have it.
$195. Yeah. Oh, Thomas Edison handwritten word.
Okay, now we're talking. Is it say light bulb?
Electricity. See,
if he wrote the word light down, dude, that'd be amazing.
Alexander Hamilton handwritten word, $250.
Aaron Burr.
George, man. Who knew this was a market?
Yeah.
But I just bought one. I got the word the and by George Washington.
Where are you going to put that?
Dude, who knows? I don't even know. I don't know. I'm an idiot.
In his wallet.
I have.
He keeps in his wallet.
I take it out.
Yeah.
I play with it. Just written.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Wow, that's cool.
That's a tittle tattle. Close that up. There you go.
The stupidest name ever is the tittle tattle.
I can't believe I just bought a handwritten word from George Washington.
Yeah, we can't either.
Yep.
You can't?
I can't believe that. That's crazy.
I can't believe they exist. 25 Whistles presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app. Use the code BobbySports to get in on the action. The unders didn't do me so good, I'll be honest. They scored a little more points this time than
they didn't have jitters?
Mm-mm. No jitters,
they
I guess.
Just went in and started shooting?
One listener said, can I get $25 back that I spent on that parlay. And so I said, what's your Venmo? And never even responded with
That's
it.
That's not how it works.
I know, but I was going to send him the money. I'm not sending anybody else the money, though, from this. Don't do it.
I put 50 on it.
You did?
Yeah.
He wants his money back.
If you want to take the 25 Whistles parlay, you can check out DraftKings Sportsbook. New users, use the code BobbySports when you download the app. 21 and up in most eligible states. But age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip. Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Okay, I got a couple things here. Our baking a cake bracket. Mike had Texas. Texas won. Kevin had Arizona. Arizona won. Eddie had Marquette. Marquette won. Now, I had Kentucky. They lost first round. I was like, well, I'm baking a cake for everybody.
Yep.
Thank God Auburn lost. Reed's team. So we both lost. And what I said was we would do something in order to have a tiebreaker.
So like what, sports trivia?
I don't know.
You versus Reed?
I really can't make the game because I'm in it.
Yeah.
Right? So that, or Reed, we could just do, you bake, one of us bake two of them a cake, one bake one.
Nah, it's funny if one person is to bake four cakes.
I agree, but I am not in the game. So what I'll do is, well, whatever it is, since Mike is the executive producer of this show, I'll let Mike come up with whatever it is. We will do it on the show later this week.
Let's do it.
And then the loser will have to bake all the cakes.
All right. It's not going to be.
Can you bake, Reed?
No, it's going to be a horrible cake. I'm telling you right now.
Four cakes.
Four.
You should really try, though.
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
You do your best.
I will. Yeah, 100%.
The Patriots are still open to the number three pick. How does that make you feel, Kevin? Because I would be annoyed by that.
To trading it?
Yeah. Still open to anybody. Come in. You want it? Come get it.
Yeah, I think that's a mind game for them. Putting it out publicly, just letting everybody know, hey, if you got enough, then come get it. But if not, we're going to stick here.
I wouldn't even want them to be like, come get it.
Yeah, but they need so much. Unless it's Caleb Williams, I'm open to it.
Who's going to play quarterback for them? Jacoby Brissett?
Jacoby. My guy, Jacoby.
Then you're not trying to win next year.
No, matter what, we're not trying to win next year. Even if we drafted Caleb Williams, we still have Kendrick Bourne as our number one receiver. Hunter Henry, you know?
Hunter Henry's a tight end, too.
Yeah, I know.
Like a real, yeah.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. So it's just like, we need so much.
You'd be okay if we trade it down.
If we can get two first rounders, yeah. If
we can get. You can for sure get two first rounders.
If we can get like a Marvin Harrison Jr. or a Neighbors, and whether it's a left tackle or quarterback.
But then you're trading down one spot, maybe. Because Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to go four.
Yeah, to Arizona.
So if you trade down to four, that one, they're trading up for one spot and you didn't really want a quarterback. I don't think you really get a I don't really think you have the option to get a Marvin Harrison Jr. if you trade that three.
Even, well, Neighbors, everyone's saying he might even go higher now.
Or
we'll
Rome Odunze.
Yeah, Rome Odunze. He's a stud, too. The offensive lineman, it's really deep. Yeah.
Lots of tackles.
Lots of them.
They're
need them.
There are like 12 tackles in this draft that could go before the fourth round or so. Mm-hmm.
So if you can get, like, say, wide receiver and a left tackle, second round draft, Penix. Something like that.
Not Penix.
Something like that.
Sounds like Penix.
I'm just saying. And see what happens and roll with Jacoby and have a young guy. But I do If they drafted a quarterback, I'd be happy with that too.
It's just not exciting if your team doesn't have a quarterback that there's hope tied to.
Well, how does the team feel just going into a season being like, well, we're not going to win this one, but yeah, all right, we got 17 weeks ahead of us. Let's go.
I think they're just trying to get their money and you perform.
It's tough, man.
And you get your analysis and get a bigger contract. And that's what's up.
They never see Little Giants or whatever that movie is. Like, there's always a chance.
They probably did.
But I just don't want a quarterback to go in there and fail in 2 years and then his whole career.
I hear what you're saying. I think it's a fan base, though. It's like you want to have some great hope. Because Mac Jones was that great hope for a while.
Yeah.
And then once it wasn't.
He was at the beginning.
There's just no real reason to. You're just hoping they invest properly for the future. How boring is that, 401k?
Right.
You want your friggin' favorite team to be a mutual fund?
401k.
There's that. What else? Otani, the betting thing's getting a little weirder.
Yeah.
It started weird, I'm telling you.
It did start weird, where it's like,
out of your bank account?
Translator,
I'm just telling you, Bones, that if you needed money to gamble, I would give you money to gamble. I wouldn't pay the gambling.
I'm not even fighting. Yes, I agree.
I wouldn't pay the gambling straight from my pocket and be like, oh, that's for Bobby.
And some of those stories about where the line was, it was like over under 7 and Otani was pitching and there was a bookie from his hometown that had had bet $1 million. It just seemed
not a good look.
But hey, shout out to the interpreter, though. Like, taking one for the team, if this is the case.
Not a hard one to take if you're offered millions of dollars.
I was going to say,
you know what? I'm involved.
I didn't think about that.
I'm involved for $10 million.
Yeah, I did it.
I did it all. It was all me. Nobody else but me. This thing will probably get uglier before it gets better.
And this season's just beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what makes it fun.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not going to pitch at all this year because of his surgery.
Oh, yeah.
He's only going to play outfield or hit. That's it.
Oh, but he's going to play.
Yeah, but he's not going to pitch at all. Okay. Like, no, none. The LSU women's basketball coach threatened the lawsuit against the Washington
Post.
That
was very strange,
It was
too.
Weird. She was like, this guy's been hounding me, but then he sent questions, told me I had to answer them, but he's been asking me. She's weird.
And she didn't read the article.
No, it's not out. The article's not out.
Right. So what are you
scared
about?
She's that article's not even out yet.
She's wild.
What are you protecting before it's out?
She's not likable at all. Yeah. She's not likable at all.
I like how she dresses, though.
No, you don't. You just like that you can tell who she is when she's on the court.
Yeah,
she's not likable at all. LSU women's head basketball coach is accusing the Washington Post of pursuing a hit piece about her for 2 years. It said she received a deadline to answer questions, which was just before tip-off of her tournament game last week. So I guess where the bit of a contradictory statement there is, they've been pursuing a piece about her for the last 2 years, and they've requested many times to talk with her, which she hasn't, at least from what I read, said yes to. So there's always been an article in the works, and they're like, we're going ahead with it. And she's like, well, they gave me no time to answer questions. It sounds like they gave you 2 years answer questions. But a personal editorial, no factual information at all here. She just seems shady. You don't wear clothes like that. You're hiding
because
something.
Because of the glitter?
No, you're hiding something.
The feathers?
You're hiding something deep down that... You're taking all the attention away from that by going, look at how crazy I dress.
Yeah.
Let's see. Anything else that I want to mention before we get over? I'm going to talk about DraftKings, but then we'll come back and we will our interview. It's going to be awesome. I think you're really going to enjoy it, especially if you love MMA. But for me, I don't know a whole lot about MMA, but even I thought it was super cool.
It was really cool.
The thrill and excitement of the tournament is here. Who's going to win it all?
UConn. I'll still go Arizona, but I don't know. Just because I have them.
My full future is on UConn that I bet before the season started, so that would be good. But, I mean, man, Purdue looks real good.
Yeah, dude, they
But
really
I'm just being lured into the Purdue trap.
Don't do it.
I know I'm being lured in.
Don't do it.
Being
Tennessee
lured in.
Looks really good, too.
I'm not following that one.
I wanted to pick Tennessee in the old game we played, and I walked off of it because I wanted to be a good guy.
Pick Kentucky?
Whatever.
Then Reed would have been baking the cake on the stupid.
DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. DraftKings Sportsbook, go download it. Use the code BobbySports. New customers can bet $5. Get that $150 instantly in bonus bets. That's all you got to do. only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Use the code BobbySports. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Ed, you want to set this interview up?
Yeah, man. Michael Chandler, this dude is a bad A. Like, this dude is awesome. He's been only been in the UFC for about 3 years now. He fought a lot, like, with the Bellator and all that. But he fights Conor McGregor coming up. Mm-hmm. And he talks about all his training and what he does to train. And a lot of inside stuff about UFC. You see him do a lot of stuff in the octagon, but he goes into detail on, like, oh, what does this mean? Does anything hurt? Stuff like that. You're going to love this interview.
All right. Well, no need to play it now. I gave all the.
I know.
Here he is, Michael Chandler. Hey, so I saw on your Instagram that the hats, and you're raising money for the victims of the Covenant shooting. Why is that important to you? And you have one of the hats here too.
I do. This is for you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Of course.
So this is what I saw when you posted it. So tell me about this. Why it's important to you, and how you got involved in this.
So I went to the benefit concert. That was last year. Morgan Wallen donated his time, and Jason Aldean need to breathe. And I was there, and I got to introduce Morgan and was able to say a couple of words. And they gave me a hat that said Covenant on it. And I have a great relationship with Melon hats, in my opinion, the best hats on the planet.
And beanies. They do awesome beanies, too. Yeah,
and they just came out with some really cool winter hats. They got a bunch of different ones. The best hat company on the planet. And I said, hey, guys, there's something bigger here. You know, I'm wearing this hat. I felt like I was one of the only ones who had this kind of best kept secret of, if you remember back to that time,
sure.
And the way Nashville has stood up for each other and stood by each other, it really is special. And you see signs all over town, and I thought, hey, there's something bigger that we can do here. So now we launched a website, covenanthats.com, and now they're for sale on melon.com as well. And all the proceeds go toward the Covenant Fund, which is for ongoing resources
sure.
for those affected by the tragedy.
We'll also put this in the notes to the show, too, on the podcast. So all you have to do is scroll down to the notes, and we'll have the link so people can definitely find the hats. It's, you know what? They make great hats.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's awesome that you do that. Why Nashville? Why do you live in Nashville?
You know, it's I can't describe it any other way than it was just a God thing. You know, I had this big dream of starting a gym. I did start a gym here called Training Camp. We have since merged with Nashville MMA, the longest standing MMA gym in town. I was training in California, living in California, but then I switched teams and started training in Florida with the team. My wife was working in the ER in California, so over an eight-week period, there was no way we were going to be able to see each other. So we knew we wanted to move back closer to the Midwest, south where we were from. She's from Missouri. I'm from Missouri. And we had some friends here, had gone to a couple of the award shows and just loved the city. Every single conversation we ever had with the locals, it just seemed like such a great place to raise a family. And now 8 years in, we have two boys, and we are living the dream here in Nashville.
8 years was about when I started to feel like this was home.
Yeah.
It took a while.
Yeah.
It was always like Austin. I'm from Arkansas. But then like 7, 8 years, it'd be like home started to feel like Nashville.
Yeah.
How long for you until this started to feel like where you just kind of relax?
Yeah. Honestly, for me, it was pretty quick because I started fighting 15 years ago. I moved to Las Vegas, lived in Las Vegas, never felt like home. Lived in San Diego after that for a couple of years, never really felt like home being from Missouri. And as soon as we moved back here, after we built a house and we really started hanging out with more friends, getting involved in the community, for me, it was honestly the first 2 years.
Really?
I was like, hey, this is where we planted our roots. You know, my family chose St. Louis for us, or that's where I was born. But this is the city that I chose, and me and my wife are planting roots here, and we'll be here for the long haul.
We have a mutual friend, a very close mutual friend, the Smyers, Abby Smyers. Mm-hmm. I was talking with her yesterday. I said, hey, I don't know Michael Chandler, but I know you're friends with him and his wife. And she was like, he's really smart. That was what she,
wow.
She was like, don't think he's like an athlete coming in and you got to be like,
yeah, I mean, no offense, but I wouldn't think he's smart. Like UFC fighters, I just feel like, man, what you do, you've got to be a little not right in the head.
Yeah. I mean, I punch people in the face for a living and get punched in the face for a living. But yeah, no, honestly, I like hand-to-hand combat. Wrestling for 15 years and now fighting, you know, I've been doing hand-to-hand combat longer than I have not been doing hand-to-hand combat. It's what I was built for, what I was created for. But, you know, I love business outside of fighting. I'm a father and a husband and all these different things. And fighting is just my shiny object that gets people to look and say, hey, look at what's that guy doing?
Yeah.
And then they can kind of peel back the layers, you know? And then you got people like Abby saying I'm smart.
I thought that was so cool. Yeah, that was the first thing she said about you. She was like, hey, well, she said she loves you and your wife. And she was like, he's really smart. Meaning we do a lot, we have a pretty massive sports show and we talk to a lot of athletes and a lot of them aren't known because they didn't have to focus on their intelligence. Like they'd been an athlete and they've been celebrated as an athlete. So why would they go and work hard in other areas? But she just talked about, you know, really the kind of person that you were. Obviously, you're putting your heart and your effort into these hats and way more than that here in this town. Also, are you going to train? Do you leave to train?
Pretty soon. Actually, this is my last week in Nashville before I head to Florida. So my team is down in Florida, South Florida, Deerfield Beach. And all of April, May, and June, I'll be down there getting after it.
Is it to remove all home distractions? Is that why you or could you train here?
I could train here, and I do train a little bit here with my team here in Nashville MMA, but no, it just kind of worked out like that. My wife is a career woman. She loves working. She's in Memphis, Tennessee right now. She's a national trainer for Allergan. So she loves what she does. And rule number one is don't take away anything from her, right? You know, so happy wife, happy life. And she loves what she does. So we never really felt called to move to Florida and live in Florida. We wanted to plant our roots here. And there's definitely some pros and cons of it. It is zero distractions. I am like a caveman, Spartan, you know, go to the gym, go to the grocery store, go to body work, go to back to the gym, just kind of this little quick triangle I do, Groundhog's Day every day, no distractions. I miss the heck out of my sons. My youngest is now 2 years old, so this is going to be the first time that daddy's going to be gone, and it's probably going to affect him a little bit, and it's the conundrum of a man, right? Just knowing you're doing what you're called to do, but also knowing that it's painful, or you knowing that it's a sacrifice, but luckily it's for a short period of time.
I have friends that have played or play in the NBA, and they talk about their version of their camp in the offseason. They'll do like skills training in the morning. They'll get up a bunch of shots at night. A bit of the same thing. There's like a 12-hour, 14-hour commitment to them getting better because they're not playing games. They're preparing for the season to come. Is it a bit like that when you're at camp? Are you focusing on training for a specific fight? One part of the day, second part of the day, you're just trying to get better physically, as in like cardio or lifting. Like, how does camp work that's different than just here?
Yeah, so it's more just the time. There's that changing of the guard where I'm out of training camp, and then I go into 100% soul focus. Everything I eat, how I sleep, how I train. But yeah, it's two workouts, maybe three workouts a day, 2 or 3 days a week, just to get the extra cardio in. Most of the time I'm cutting a lot of weight. You know, I'm weighing 185, 190, getting down to 155.
Jeez.
This fight, yeah. So it's that's the worst part about mixed martial arts. So this fight will hopefully be at 170 or 185. But yeah, it's training twice a day, all team training in the morning where you're with all of our different guys. We got 30 to 50 guys in a training room at one time, 5 or 6 coaches. And then at night, it's more one-on-one skills training that we do. And then middle of the day, I got my little garage down to my house in Pompano. It's got a bike in there, and it's like 95 degrees, and I just get after it for 45 minutes, me with my own thoughts.
So hot cycling?
Yeah, I mean, it's just
hot anything?
It's just hot by proxy, or it's hot because of where we live,
yeah.
Where I am down in Florida. It's just a
Jeez.
Hot little, and I have my sauna. I usually crank my sauna up to 140, open the door, and then it gets even hotter in there.
Another sports analogy so that I can understand it. If, let's say you're playing a quarterback who is a running quarterback, when you practice squad, you'll have a guy trying to emulate that quarterback. When you're training for a fight, do you ever have anyone study, or do you find a fighter that fights like who you're about to fight so you can somewhat get yourself in the mode for that kind of whatever it is?
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what it is. You know, fighting Conor McGregor, he's a southpaw. He's got kind of that wide bouncing back and forth karate stance traditionally. So we'll find guys who can kind of emulate that. Definitely all southpaws. But for the most part, I honestly spend about 85 to 90% of my time focusing on me. What can I do to better myself, to put myself in the best situation possible to be the most dangerous on fight night? And then there's 10% or so where we're really looking for certain tendencies, idiosyncrasies, little habits that he has and openings that we see and certain things to look out for, but not too much, because then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy of, okay, make sure this doesn't happen. And then lo and behold, it'll end up happening. So
do you ever self-scout yourself?
Yeah, I'm my own worst critic. But as I've gotten older and longer in the tooth in the sport, I've also shown myself a lot more grace. You know, I never thought I would be in the position that I'm in, top five in the world, fighting Conor, the Ultimate Fighter this past summer, you know. So it's obviously working out for me, and anything can be accomplished with a window of opportunity and extreme discipline. And as long as I do things right and I'm right where I need to be on fight night, the wins and losses will take care of themselves. That's kind of how I always look at it.
In the weird business that I'm in, just in the different parts of media, I will, and I have paid people before to tell me how they would beat me.
Yeah.
I will pay somebody to go, I need you to listen to everything that I'm doing. If you were launching something up against me, I need you to tell me how you would take me down. Find the places where I'm vulnerable. I'm going to pay you to find my vulnerabilities. Mm-hmm. Does your team know what maybe your strengths aren't and then try to lift those within you by going, listen from your whatever it is, and keep challenging you on that?
Yeah, there's definitely a couple areas, and each fight is different. You know, last fight I fought another great striker, but he was another southpaw. Fight before that, it was an orthodox guy, more of a wrestler. So yeah, there's little areas where we look at it and say, hey, these are the one or two areas that we need to get you better at, the things you need to be thinking about for the next 12 weeks. But nothing breeds success like success. And focusing on my positive attributes, the things that I do well, the attributes that I do bring to the cage that are usually successful, we focus a lot on that as well. But there are little things that I know I need to work on, little areas where I know I can get better or where I'm deficient at, and we'll work on that for the next 12 weeks.
I've never been punched in the face, so I try not to be punched in the face. Yeah. I don't want to ever be punched in the face. I mean, that's kind of a goal of mine in life. When did it start to not hurt as bad?
Honestly, unfortunately, it never hurts. I've only felt pain once or twice in the actual octagon. I threw a kick and kicked a guy in the hip, and it really kind of bent up my bones and tendons and stuff in my foot. That was the only time I actually felt pain in a fight. Unfortunately, adrenaline is a heck of a drug, man. You know, you're out there, and as soon as that adrenaline starts flowing, you feel the impact, but you don't feel any pain. You know, you might even hear that kind of, it makes like a,
oof.
It makes a little noise when your skin breaks open, and you can, and you feel, okay, that's not sweat. That's obviously blood, or you start getting blood in your eye. But, yeah, unfortunately, I wish it did hurt a little bit, because then maybe I would be a little bit more apprehensive and not have my foot on the gas at all times leading with my face. But, I do. And yeah, I enjoy it.
I got pistol whipped once and I didn't feel that.
Ooh.
Because I think the adrenaline, because I had a gun to my head. And so when they pistol whip, I didn't feel it. So I guess maybe this, I wasn't trying to win a match. I was just trying to get out of there. But until later, and then it was like, oh God.
Yeah.
So I'm imagining after a fight, does it set in? Maybe you didn't feel it then, but now you're feeling all the little spots where you got hit or kicked.
1,000%. That's exactly what happens. You know, you get your hand raised or you don't, and you do the post-fight speech, the post-fight conference. You know, it's about 5-10 minutes after you get out of the octagon, you start walking, then you start limping a little bit, starting feeling all the different areas. Go, you know, pee blood maybe. You know, that's happened to me a couple times. Mm. That's when the face even continues to swell. Because I've had 25-minute fights. I've had 25-second fights. You know, I've had very quick fights. But you're in there especially for 15 to 25 minutes that the swelling doesn't quite take hold until you get out and, you know, a couple minutes later and then you start feeling it.
Where do you like to be mentally, emotionally right before a fight? Is it, do you want to be extremely hyped or do you want to get hyped but then get calm so you're thinking extremely rational?
It's a great question. Actually, it sounds crazy. You know, we're talking about this tough guy who fights in a cage. But the best place that I can possibly be right before I go out there is tears in my eyes, almost completely, completely overwhelmed with gratitude for the position that I'm in, the platform I have, my wife, my sons, and just this feeling of overwhelming joy, right? And then you walk out, then you start to get into the zone a little bit. You know, you shake hands with that gratitude, and then you walk out there, and then the cage door closes, and then the fight really starts whenever you kind of take that first exchange. Whether you get your hands on him, he gets his hands on you, he punches you, you get punched, or you punch him, and then it's kind of, then it kind of goes into reactionary responding of your training taking over. But I know there's been a couple different times in my life where, whether it's a song I'm listening to or whether it's the visualization that I'm doing, where there's this overwhelming sense of gratitude, because this is, what I'm doing is so much bigger than just the X's and O's, in my opinion. And when I'm knowing what I'm called to do and I'm doing what I'm called to do and I know who I am and whose I am and why I do it, That's when a man can be really, really powerful.
Yeah, I feel like the two kinds of people I know that perform like you do, which you build up and then it's time to go, it's either people that are so at peace with themselves or they freaking want to rip somebody's head off. And there's not a lot in the middle. Mm-hmm. It's one of the two. Are you ever, is the anger ever real going into a match though where somebody's, because again, there's a lot of theatrics involved. But is it ever real where it's kind of hard to get yourself at peace because they've maybe gone over the line?
Yeah, there actually has been times in my career that has happened, and I have not enjoyed it, and I have not performed to the best of my abilities. There's going to be a buildup. I mean, obviously, you talk about Conor McGregor. He is the best promoter, the best on the microphone, better than me. I'm willing to admit that, right? So I know I'm going into hostile enemy territory when there's a microphone, a press conference, and all these different war of words. But you kind of just compartmentalize that and say, this is us talking on a microphone right now. As soon as it's over. I go back to training. I go back to whatever we got to do, because it has hindered me in the past and I haven't enjoyed it and I haven't fought within myself, because I truly, you know, it sounds crazy because if you watch the way that I fight, it looks like I want to absolutely murder somebody, right? But I'm not really looking at it like I'm trying to hurt the person. It's just, it's X's and O's and there's a job to be done and there's two arms and two legs, and I'm not even looking at the person like it's a person, a human, a soul. I'm just looking at it like it's flesh and bones. And I'm out there and I have a job to do with no malice in my heart, but with a crazy, crazy willingness and want to inflict bodily harm.
At the press conference, when it can be you versus your opponent coming up, or any two people, when that fight happens at the press conference, when teams are, is that ever real?
You don't see it a lot in mixed martial arts. You know, you see it a little bit more in boxing.
Sure.
You know, the craziest thing is fights can be canceled and money can change hands because of fines and all kinds of stuff. And it's not a good thing. You know, Dana White always says, he's like, you guys think I want this like crazy animosity, dudes throwing stuff at each other and mother effing each other, hitting each other with microphones. He's like, we don't want that ever. You know, fights can be canceled because once you're under the jurisdiction of a boxing commission, right? Where like we'll be fighting under the Nevada State Athletic Commission. They can choose to pull a fight. They can choose to cancel a fight. They can choose to fine a fighter. They can choose to kick you out. And now you have to find a new opponent. But you know, there's a certain amount of war of words that can sometimes turn into a little bit too personal, and then guys lose their minds a little bit. I try to stay a little bit even keel. Number one, because of my testimony, my platform, and the way my crowd of witnesses that I have, right? But also because it's just I try to be a professional.
Eddie?
Yeah. Dude, I'm a fan. Like, I love UFC. I watch it every Saturday. And when you knock someone out and they start fencing, they do the whole, they're gone and their hands start curling.
Is that what it's called, fencing?
It's called a fencing position, I guess, is when they kind of do that. Is that right?
I don't know. I just know that's what happens when they get
first time I
it's
saw it.
It's freaky.
Yeah, it's really freaky. Does it freak you out? Does it make you worry for them? Or are you just kind of like, it's all right, they'll pick their legs up, they'll get oxygen to the head, and they'll be fine?
Yeah, I think I have seen it so many times that you kind of get a little bit desensitized to it. And it could look bad in a lot of people's eyes too. I take myself back to two fights ago, I head kicked Tony Ferguson, and he was out for dang near 2 minutes, and the body is just convulsing and trying to breathe on its own subconsciously. And luckily he went down in a fashion that I knew he was out. I went to go throw one more and I held myself back, but I'm doing backflips in celebration. And, one thing that a lot of people don't know is they're like, well, why didn't you go over and help him out? It's like, they actually won't let you get close to the lifeless body there. Because of, things could happen. If there was a lot of animosity, I could go over and kick him while he's down, spit on him, do all kinds of, crazy stuff. So they actually pull you away. So I know you can't go engage the body laying there. But yeah, it really comes full circle when you see that kind of stuff and really realize the risk that we are taking, and, not just the embarrassment of it, but the lifelong harm of what could be happening.
Whenever there's a fight and, somebody gets kicked in the nuts a couple times or whatever, they got to stop the fight because of eye poke.
Yeah.
There's always disappointment in that. And both fighters, right? Mm-hmm. But the opponent that poked the eye is always just like, God, why did it have to end that way? Yeah. What's that feeling when they do have to stop a fight because of something stupid like that?
Yeah, it's unfortunate, because we do fight in those 4-ounce gloves where the fingers are out. And, obviously we have a cup on, but you get kicked in the cup, it still hurts. I had a fight where I kind of messed up a nerve in my foot and I was rolling my ankle and the ref had to call it. I was still willing to fight. I said, cut it off and we'll keep going. Right. But it is always tough. It's tough for the fans. It's tough for the people who bought tickets. It's tough, especially if it happens in a big fight.
Do you get paid still if it gets a no contest?
Yeah. Usually I don't really know how that works. A lot of times guys have a show money. You get paid to show up and then you get paid if you win, or you have guaranteed money no matter what. But yeah, it's all depending on your contract.
I got a stupid question. I've just always thought this, though. Whenever you're grappling, could you tickle the dude?
You could. You definitely could. I mean, it's definitely within the unified rules of mixed martial arts. I think you can't. You can't eye gouge. You can't fish hook. You can't poke him in the eyes. But I think tickling is legal. Yeah.
But if you went goochie goochie goo, yeah, that'd be fine.
Especially if you make the noise, then it would probably make SportsCenter top 10. But also, I don't think it would have much effect because just like getting punched in the face, you probably don't feel tickling with your adrenaline being that high either. But maybe I'll try my next fight.
Dude, try it. That'd be amazing.
I'll come back on the show and be like, guys, let's check out this highlight. Look at him right there.
Your adrenaline can't be pumping as high when you're training, when you're sparring, right? If you get hit while sparring, that's got to freaking hurt.
Yeah, but usually we're wearing bigger gloves. So we're usually sparring in 16-ounce gloves, headgear. A lot of times I'll be wearing headgear this entire training camp just because the fear of getting cut, whether it's an accidental inadvertent headbutt, elbow, knee. I mean, God did not create our bodies to like be crashing up against each other, bone on bone and head and skull on skull. But yeah, you feel it a lot more in training than you do in the actual fight itself.
Do you ever on fight night, if I'm going to go do stand up or something, there are nights I just don't feel good.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't feel good. And I got to go perform and have a theater full of people that have paid good money and waited to come to the show. And I got to go and you ever just not feel good?
Yeah, that's the unfortunate part. I mean, imagine right now I'm sitting here at the end of March and I'm going to start training for 12 weeks, April 1 through the end of June. And just hoping that night, everything is clicking. Body is feeling good. Heaven forbid I might get a stomach bug 24 hours before, 48 hours before, which happens, any kind of infection or whatever, any kind of ailment that could happen. Or, you're just not feeling it. I mean, you're pumped up. You're good to go. You might get a really good workout in that morning. I like to get a good shakeout where I'm just hitting pads and feeling dangerous that morning. And then you might show up to the arena and be like, just not feeling it, which is unfortunate because if we would have fought 24 hours before or 5 days later or whatever. And that's why it's such a, and we only get so many opportunities to perform. You know, you think about basketball or you think about one of these other sports where you might have 40 games or 50 games in a season and we only get two or three opportunities. You know, I didn't fight at all last year. I'm fighting probably twice this year, you know, June and then November or something. I get those two opportunities, 30 minutes probably, or 25 minutes plus 15 minutes or 25 and 25, upwards of possibly 50 minutes at the most that I get those two opportunities. And hopefully you're feeling it and everything's clicking.
Like the Olympics. You train for 4 years and then it's like, all right, time to run your race.
Yeah.
This is it. Pow,
exactly.
Go.
I mean, think about that. Yeah. Think about you're getting on the starting block or whatever and you're like, I'm just not feeling it.
Yeah, like, I got an earache. It's like, well, you got to go. You can have earache all day.
Well, and that has happened too. I mean, you know, and it happens in all sports, right? You know, you show up on game night or fight night or whatever and nobody's 100%, especially in the sport of mixed martial arts. No matter what, we've taken some kind of damage to the leg, to the limbs, you know, your head, your face, or you're just not feeling it. Maybe you had a bad weight cut. And you just, you know, that's why you really, when you really, like me, I'll be 38 next month. I've been doing it for 15 years. You really start to feel this sense of gratitude. Like, man, how has this gone so well so many times for so long with this huge platform? You really just get that gratitude because I've been around so many guys who've been so promising at that 22, 25 year old, you know, and then all of a sudden they just kind of fizzle out or things don't go well or contract disputes or tough luck, tough knockout, bad loss that just kind of derails the career.
Final three questions. Let's just talk about the fight. Mm-hmm. How you feeling about this McGregor fight?
I feel great. You know, this has been, it's been about a year in the making. You know, he and I signed to do the Ultimate Fighter reality show last year. That was in February, right? So it's been about 13 months. And then it's been kind of a buildup. We were supposed to fight after the fight or after the show aired. And now we're a couple months after that, obviously. But I feel great about it. I do feel good. I'm 37, but I feel like I'm 25 years old still. I think I have all the skills, all the abilities. I think I'm the more dangerous man. I think I'm the more dedicated, disciplined, and dominant man. And I believe it's going to be my greatest moment of opportunity, biggest platform, brightest lights. And I'm going to go out there and do exactly what I need to do and finish him in the first two rounds.
Do you ever fight, final two questions, do you ever fight somebody you really like and you're like, I really like this dude, now I got to pummel them?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, there's a ton of respect. I don't really dislike anybody that I have fought as of recent. There's been a couple guys, but, you know, all the guys in my weight class, especially the guys that you have fought or you watch them fight, I've been watching some of these guys fight for the last 10 years. I mean, I know the lifestyle that they have to live. I know the sacrifices they have to make. I know how tough they have to be and how skilled they are. So how do you not have a ton of respect for them? You know, me and Justin Gaethje, fight of the year 2021, crazy, crazy fight in Madison Square Garden. Yet he and I feel like one of those deals where if we didn't have to compete against each other, we'd probably be friends outside, right? So it's, you know, and we probably will be when we lay the gloves down. But yeah, I mean, I have a ton of respect for everybody that I fight.
Final question, then Eddie's bonus question. But your platform that you've been successful, therefore you've been able to take that success and shine lights on other things. Mm-hmm. How important has that been to you to actually have the other parts of your life, the other fulfilling parts, to be able to lift them up as well?
It's been an absolute blessing. I mean, it's just, like I said, it's that shiny object thing. You know, fighting in a cage in front of millions of people, that's my shiny object that gets people to look, right? And then with the platform, I've been able to make a big impact, whether it's with, you know, Covenant, raising money for a tragedy that happened in my town that I live in, right? That's a platform I'm able to use. Having my wife and my sons and having a platform of being a father, being a husband, and shining light on that stuff. That, yeah, the belts is cool, right? The belts and the money and the lights and being a professional athlete, that is so cool. And I'm so fortunate to be able to do it, but it's going to only last so long. And the belts will tarnish and the awards will go away and all that stuff. But the man that I am, the man that I have tried to become and continued to become, and the other businesses that I've been able to do, I two things these days is I said I started out, I wanted to be a guy who made people change the perception of what a mixed martial artist is, where they leave an interaction and say, oh, that guy is a little bit more this, that, or the other than I thought he would be, being a guy who fights in a cage. And then, you know, these days I'm more of a businessman and an entrepreneur who just so happens to fight a couple times a year. So it all just kind of coincides, and I'm living a dream, and I'm living a life that I never thought would be possible coming from a small town in rural Missouri And here I am on this big platform and enjoying every second of it.
Eddie, final bonus question?
Yeah, final bonus question. When you're in the corner and coach is talking to you, like, are you actually listening to that?
Yeah. Is the best that I can. You know, by the time you walk back, you've already lost 10 seconds. And then by the time they get out 5 seconds before the round, you know, you got about 45 seconds. And it could have been a very easy round. You might be high, just feeling phenomenal because everything is doing well. Or you might be like, yo, dude, I don't even know what I'm looking at right now because I just got my bell rung 20 seconds ago and I'm stumbling back to the corner, right? You know, more than anything, it's capturing your breath, taking a hold of your breath, trying to lower your heart rate because it's going 1,000 miles an hour. And for me, I don't like to be overcoached. You know, there's just two or three little cues. If there's two or three little cues and the familiarity of my coach's voice, my coach Henry Hooft, who's my head coach, he's like my rock out there that just kind of brings me back to that neutral and doesn't overcoach me. He knows what to say and just quick little cues that it's like, all right, yeah, I don't need to worry about 25 things. What are these two things I need to focus on going into this next round that's going to keep me in that dangerous moment that I need to be in?
I need him to play golf with me then, his coach. So I can focus on the 25 things that's actually destroying me and just be like, hey, man, you got two things. So you guys, you can go to – do your friends call you Mike or Michael? Are you close friends?
Michael.
Michael, everybody calls you Michael?
Or either. Doesn't matter.
I just want to be too formal and be like, Mr. Michael Chandler. I don't know. But you can go over to Michael Chandler MMA, which is his Twitter, his Instagram, or you can go to
That one is Mike Chandler MMA. See, that's where it throws things off. My Instagram is Mike Chandler MMA, but it was the only one that was available. Michael Chandler, at Michael Chandler, is a youth pastor in Carolina. Years ago, I tried to buy it from him, but he wouldn't give it up.
I've tried the dude that has at Bobby Bones would not give it up either. He didn't even use it.
He's a youth pastor.
Hey,
too.
I'm going to send Michael's beat him up.
There you go.
CovenantHats.com. Really, you guys go check it out. I was going to say you can also see the link. You can go to Michael's page and see the link as well. I appreciate what you do outside of what you do.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's actually why you're here. Because I was like, oh, this is really cool. Will you come up? You so graciously said yes. And I'm rooting for you. And my friends speak very highly of you as a person. That's the most important thing to me. So I really appreciate the time. And we do a show where we travel to like NBA teams and NFL teams, collegiate teams, and they train us in different things. When you're back, we should go to his gym and let him and shoot an episode. Would you do that with us once you're back?
Yeah, we'll go right down. Yeah, Nashville MMA. We got 20,000 square foot of mats and strength.
This may be something I regret asking, but I think that would be cool.
It ends with you and me sparring, Bones.
Headgear and mouthpiece though.
Okay.
Right.
Was there a way?
Did you ever do the Rumble on the Road, or did you just go visit?
My right eye doesn't work.
Okay.
Perfect. So I've always been told don't, because I want it, and I own a few boxing gyms in town, and I've always been told don't even mess around with that, because if you get hit in the good eye, you're done.
Yeah.
So it's like, I haven't, but I'd still do it to beat up Eddie.
Come on. Just
work that left
hook. You can't throw the left hook.
That's just scouting. He just hears me say that.
Dang it.
Hey, good luck, and really great to meet you, and hopefully we'll see you on the other side.
You got it. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Nice job.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Medicine Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
All right, boom. I don't know.
I told you you're going to love that interview.
The tickling.
We did.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a good question, though, right? Yeah. Like, I've wondered that for years.
I liked it. Yeah, I did like that question.
I just don't understand why you wouldn't tickle someone if they're rolling on top of you.
Probably because it's hard to tickle someone when they're flexed. Like, if you came and tickle me and I'm flexed. And
let me see. Stay right
I don't
there.
Know. No, I'd be, don't. I'd be down so quick.
You would, Reed?
Yeah. Right. I'm very ticklish.
As soon as the interview was over, Reed goes, hey, man, where's the best place to punch someone in the face? Yeah.
Why'd you ask that, Reed?
I don't sound like that, man.
Yes, you do, man.
I don't sound like that,
I'm
man.
I'm just curious.
Yeah. We should launch our eBay in the next couple of days. Reed and I will battle it out for the cake bacon.
Mm-hmm.
On the show later this week. Don't know what that's going to be yet. But I think that's it. Anybody have any closing remarks?
No.
No. You think he walks into places and just like, I could beat everybody up in here?
No, he doesn't.
I think when he was younger, probably.
Like, because I think about that. I'm like, dang, imagine being able to like just know. Like, college if anything wrestler, went down, yeah. you would survive.
So I think when he was younger, probably. I would say there was a time in my life when I started to have some success and started to make some money when I would walk into a gas station and go, I could buy anything in here. And I was serious because I couldn't.
Mm.
A gas station, I'd be like, I could have anything I want in this whole place. That was I don't think about that anymore. I'm mature. Now I go to Target.
Nice.
I mean, I could probably buy anything in a gas station. What's the most expensive item in a gas station?
Dude, I don't know. It didn't matter.
The gas jug?
But to me, I was always like...
That's not the point.
Yeah, I was like, I could buy anything in this gas station.
Oh, no. All the lottery tickets... You can't do that. That's expensive.
Why didn't I buy all of them? I'm not also going to buy all the gas station.
Oh, well, now I'm just saying, though, what's the most...
I have two scratchers here.
Yeah. Speaking of, let's start scratching.
Oh. $50.
Is that our Florida?
These are Florida ones,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
You want to do it right now?
No.
Okay.
That's funny.
What is?
What? I don't know. I don't know why I said that, to be honest.
What, that's funny?
Yeah.
Yeah. thank you all. We'll see you later this week.
Reed.
Reed, good to have you back, buddy.
Thanks, man. I did have the cops call on me this weekend.
Okay, see?
On you?
Yeah, I paid for this old guy's meal at this restaurant. He was handicapped, and he couldn't go in, so I paid for his meal. And then I see him, like, 2 hours later walking around the mall at going into New Balance. So I go up to him.
No way!
Yeah, I swear.
You went up to him?
Yeah. I was just going to ask to see if he remembered me. And
he wanted your flowers or buy him his meal or what?
No. He was just like, he was acting all like, he was like, I'm handicapped. I can't go in and pay for this meal or whatever. And so I go in there and I pay for his meal and he doesn't pay me back. And I was like, okay, whatever. And
that's okay, fine. So you weren't paying it originally.
Got it.
To buy it for him. You were paying it and then he would pay you back.
Yeah.
Got it. Did he know that?
Maybe not.
Okay, go ahead.
But I just thought it was weird that he, you know, said he was handicapped, but then he's walking around a mall.
Mm-hmm. Guys, this story might be so good that we may just want to hold it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to react to it.
But we're halfway in.
Dude, I know. It's like the greatest season 2 thriller ever.
I can hold it.
Well, I know. You know how it goes. You can hold it.
let's finish it. Go ahead.
Okay. So anyway, my dad is with me. And so I tell my dad that. And he was like, you should just like go up to him and just see if he remembers you or whatever. So I go up to him. And I'm like, hey, you remember me? And he just gets so weird and sketchy and just goes, nope, 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 and just starts running away. And
what
I'm
was
like,
the time frame? When did you pay for the meal and when did you see him again?
At around 10 o'clock in the morning, and I saw him at like 4:30.
Okay.
And and he just started acting really freaking weird, and his son-in-law was there, and they started calling the cops in there, and they're like, these guys like talk about me and my dad are trying to scam money out of my father-in-law. Needless to say, I hope I had the right guy, because if I didn't, I told my dad beforehand.
What are the odds it wasn't the right guy,
like,
honestly, in your head?
Honestly, I told my dad, I was like, I don't know, I'm like 85% sure.
Was he wearing different clothes?
What?
Was he wearing the same clothes?
No, he was wearing different clothes.
No, it wasn't him, Reed.
I wasn't even there, I thought the same guy.
Oh, Reed, no. It could have been him.
But why would he act so weird?
Because it wasn't him.
What do you think? I'm trying to steal
money. He also wasn't handicapped then. That's why it wasn't the same guy.
So there, he called the cops. And they're like,
I would too.
Like, this guy is trying to scam money out of my father-in-law.
Okay, so hold. You. I just don't understand. If you weren't 100%, why you would go up to him?
Oh, well, so that's what I was saying to my dad. And he was like, he's like, it won't hurt to just like see if he remembers you. You know, that's
as
it.
What?
Just from the day before or from at breakfast.
Right, but did he remember you?
No.
Okay.
So you stop right there.
So that's when you go, he doesn't. I'm going to move away because it may not be him.
That's true. But I just, he just acted so weird.
Because you're a random dude coming up to him going.
I feel like he would have been like.
I would have thought Reba was scamming me for money too.
I feel like he would have been like, no, I just like, I think you have the wrong guy. But he was just like, no, no. And it was just like running off.
No, because when people come up to me like that, I'm not trying to have a conversation with them. If I feel like they're trying to get something from me.
That's fair.
What did you say to him?
I just said, hey, do you remember me from earlier today?
Oh, I thought you for sure scammer.
Yeah.
That's all you said. Do you remember me from earlier?
No, and then he goes, where? And I go, the bakery this morning. He goes, no, nope, nope, nope. And starts walking off. And I was like, that's the guy. That is the guy.
But you think he changed clothes?
He could have.
He could have. You're right. How many times do you change clothes, though, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.,
4 p.m.? Unless I'm working out.
They look so similar, and they just talk the same. Like, the guy I paid for, like, had no emotion. Like, was just...
How close is the mall to the bakery?
It's like 10 minutes.
So it could have been...
not super close, though. That's not...
Yeah, they're not even... Like, you got to drive there. They're not even, like, in the same area.
No, not in the same area.
Okay. No. Okay, I'm going with not him.
Hey, yeah. Reed, now, as you think about it, and we go, ha, 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 do you think... possibly wasn't him.
Yeah, it probably wasn't him.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. I probably just scared some old man.
What did the cops say to you?
They didn't end up coming. A manager came up and she took us out.
She took you got escorted
out
of the mall?
Got taken out of the mall?
It was like a strip mall.
You got kicked out of the mall, though?
Yeah, sure.
You and your dad.
Yeah.
As you harassed some old dude who was doing nothing except walking around the mall.
I just want him to admit what he did. If he was the guy.
But then I wonder the real original person, if he even knows you wanted the money back or if you were just like doing a nice gesture.
I guess that's true. I don't know because I don't know. It was weird, man. I don't know.
I'd say.
I didn't even want the money back. I just, if he could have walked.
You just wanted him to go, oh, I remember. It was you. Thank you.
Yeah. Just say thank you. Like the original guy didn't even say thank you.
Okay.
But he didn't say thank you the first time you saw him.
Yeah, I know. I
so
think I was just really I was just wanting that thank you really bad.
Yeah, that sounds
but
like
it wasn't even him.
I know. Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's it, everybody.
That's interesting, man.
Is that why you asked where to punch somebody in case somebody gives you?
Oh, yeah, makes sense.
Never know when you're gonna need to punch a.
Never
elderly
know when
man.
An old guy. Yeah.
Handicapped elderly man.
Jeez.
It wasn't even him, Reed.
All right, blow the whistle. We're out of here.
Oh yeah, here we go. Where's my whistle? There it is.
Bye, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.